This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. Think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
The Paul Parent Garden Club.
And
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
We'll
be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Happy summer. Officially summer for, what are we on, 2 days here now? So that's exciting. Summer usually means heat and, you know, vacations, etc. So that's pretty exciting for those out there. Love the summer, love the heat, love going to the beach, etc. But that doesn't mean it's time to just stop doing what you've been doing with the garden. Still plenty of time out there to enjoy it and keep on going. Talk about a lot of different things today. Anything you like, actually, but we can talk about the lawns and how, you know, we're right at the cusp of ending that second broadleaf weed killer step on the lawn. Talk about watering a little bit. You know, I do want to touch base just a little bit more on the best way to water. And, you know, we've talked about this a couple times in the past week, but I just want to reiterate just a little bit more on the best techniques to water. We can talk about that today. Talk about a lot of different things. It's really up to you on how we want to take the day. Our phone number, like I said earlier here, is 855-660-4261. We've got a couple guests today, later in the show, to get you some great information out there. We've got Victoria from Natural Alternatives and Art Cockett from Boni coming in later. A lot of great information, and we're going to discuss a bunch of different things that we can be doing out in the yard. Get ready for, you know, it's barbecue season, what we can be doing there, what we can be taking care of. You know, can we take care of the mosquitoes and fleas and ticks and some different ways to be doing that. You know, we got there's a bunch of different garden pests out there that usually pop up around there with the heat and after the rain, etc. So we'll take a look and see, you know, what those are. But we'll discuss with both of them so a few different things so we can get right on going with the season this year. But there's lots of different things that we can discuss. You know, there's you know, still time to be. To be putting in some of the bigger vegetables. There are lots of large vegetables out there that are now in the gallons or a little bit more at the garden centers that if you haven't done, you can do. All right, you can start planting some of the gardens. A lot of your hydrangeas are starting to come into bloom. I know I was looking at my yard yesterday, and last year I planted two blushing bride Endless Summer Hydrangeas, and then one of the original Endless Summer Hydrangeas, and the buds on them are starting to really pop on there. It's gorgeous. You know, I got them in small pots, and they've already doubled in size. It's awesome. But we can talk about different hydrangeas that you can be using in the yard. I know my father loved his hydrangeas. We used to, anytime I get a new hydrangea in at the nursery, whichever nursery I worked at, he would, I'd give him a call and tell him about it. And he was just pumped each time we saw it. So that was some cool stuff to show him. I know he, one of the ones that he liked the most was the Pinky Winky. Just it was cool, upright variety that had some pink and white to it, different colors. So that was one of his favorites that we discussed a few times. So that was part of it. But he loved different ones. And, so that's just a few of the ones that we've that I had shown him. He had looked at a few others. There was one called Pistachio that he thought was really cool. Just the color of the flower was really different. There was, there's a real good one. I believe it's the, it's like a zebra that had a dark stem with green leaves. It was really cool looking. But my father really, really loved hydrangeas. We can talk a little bit more about that today. Give more information about, you know, each one out there. But it's been pretty cool. When I went up to the house last week to see my mom, and just the different colors all around and the different plants going, and it's amazing. The one of my father's favorite trees, and we can talk a little bit more about this one too, is the Coosa dogwood. Coosa dogwood. My father loved it because right around Father's Day and his birthday, this thing would be in full bloom. It was awesome. He used to love it when it would come out because it was just so gorgeous. When I was up there, I looked, and it was just like, whoa, this thing is just completely covered. I mean, we're talking a tree that, you know, has the green leaves, and then all of a sudden the white flowers come right on top of them, the four bracts, kind of like a poinsettia, except tree form, can stay outside in New England. And it just pops, and the whole tree, instead of having, you barely see the green. All you see is these white flowers. It was so full. So that was pretty cool to see up there. It was one of those things where it's like, all right, it was his birthday last week, Father's Day. This is in full bloom. He's here. So it was pretty cool to see. But Coosa dogwoods are gorgeous that time of year when they're, this time of year when they're in bloom, fully covering the tree itself. I mean, it's just amazing to see how there are. And, you know, the amounts that they've come up, amount of different varieties that are out there right now that bloom at all different times and the colors, I mean, incredible. I can understand why it was my father's favorite tree, just based on everything that it does. I even like the fact that, the Coosa has that red fruit later on in the season. And, it is actually edible. It's very tart, very sweet. I remember in college, my professor, we were walking, doing a walk around to show us the different trees. And they showed us this. And the time that I had the class was in the fall. So that's when the red berries were there, the fruit. And she's like, oh, it's edible. You know, you guys should try it. And didn't tell us all the details. And bite right into that. Oof. You know, the faces on everybody just turned sour. It was pretty good. But, you know, it had that pit in the center of that seed. But it was, it was something you can eat. It's edible. I wouldn't recommend it. But it was just different to have. It was pretty funny. That's a good memory from college there when we did some of the walkthroughs of the different plants. So it's a really cool plant, the dogwood, the Coosa dogwood. As I've said in the past, it was one of my dad's favorite trees. And it's understandable why Again, they've done a lot of different varieties out there of it. It's not all just the same, you know, white color. There's pinks. There's light white, creamy white, different flavors of the white, and different times of season that they actually will bloom. So that's where it's the really cool part. So that's one of the things I like about the varieties of them. So again, that was the Coosa Dogwood. So we can discuss any of the trees and shrubs that you have in the yard today. If you want any questions on those, you can give us a call. Feel free. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, if you look at the newsletters that we put out each week that my father has written in the past and we're bringing out to you guys, it's a really good one, this one, about growing strawberries and fresh blueberries. And then it also has a little bit about grapes and the different information there. Now, you know, those... the strawberries and blueberries, we could talk a little bit about the blueberries and how awesome it was. It's some really good stuff on the different varieties. So many different varieties, late, early, etc. They have four different types, very early varieties, mid-season varieties, late season. We'll go over that a little bit on the other side of the break if you guys would like. We are going to take a break now. But we'll be back on the other side. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go right into the lines. James, who's up first today? David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a question on lawn fungicide. I have...
I'm sorry, David. I'm having some real bad feedback in my ears here today. I don't know if it's my headphones today. I couldn't even hear your question.
About lawn fungicides?
I'm sorry, David. I'm going to have you hang on for me and get back to you. I'm having some bad feedback here today. I don't know what's going on. I can't hear anything else other than my own voice here, which is different. So, David, if you hang tight with me real quick while we try to get some things figured out, we'll work on it, and then I'll get right back to you. I do apologize. For everybody else out there, just so I can, until I can figure out what's going on with the ears, I'll just continue to talk a little bit. I do apologize for this. I want to be able to answer your question, and unfortunately I can't hear any of it. On the backside of the break, we were talking a little bit about different varieties of blueberries, and I just want to just go over it a little bit. And when you're looking at blueberries, because there are still some available in the garden centers, realize there's four different times that they will bloom. You got the very early varieties, mid-season varieties, and late season. Your very early, some of the popular ones that you might know the name of would be like Duke. It's very hardy, and it has a lot of production to it. There's a few others that you might not see as much out there. It's Weymouth, Early Blue, Bluetta, etc. The early varieties, a couple that you might know out there is Blue Ray and Patriot. Both very hardy in this area, New England area, mid-season. So would be Blue Crop, That's one that's very popular in Berkeley. Those are both medium and high producers. And then your late season is your Jersey Blue Gold. Those are some real good ones for later in the season. So that's a really good good list to look at. Again, that's on our newsletter that comes out. This is the past newsletter, the current one that came out on Thursday. Some great information about what to do on blueberries, strawberries, and again on grapes. A lot of good information there. So definitely take a look at what to do. Blueberries love acidic soil, so they're going to be looking for the holly tones. The more acidity, the better. They want to be in the 5 range. So that's definitely something to look at when you're talking about getting some of those varieties in. So definitely take a look at the soil acidity basing. You want it on the lower end. You don't want it on the higher end. A lot of, a lot of plants are thinking, I need to be in the perfect neutral pH. But this is one of those ones that it wants that lower pH. So you can use a soil acidifier to bring that soil down. Or you can be using like the holly tone once you've had it on a regular basis to keep it the same. You're looking at a pH of 4.5 to 5.0. So you've heard me talk a lot in the past couple months about soil tests and what we're looking at for the lawn, et cetera, and how we want to be at 6.5. I mean, 4.5 to 6.5, that's a huge jump. That's pretty different. So that's something to take a look at when you're looking at blueberries. You know, find an area. Maybe it was where oaks are or in that same area. Oak trees have a very acidic soil, so maybe that's a good one to do. To find in that area in the full sun. It's just a couple different things to take a look at and how you can do it. Can you find an area? Maybe it's a mossy area that you can't get much to grow. You know, a lot of moss loves the acidity. So maybe it's a blueberry patch over there. Again, there's a bunch out there. The other thing, too, there's the low bush and high bush varieties. So when you're looking at your plants, take a look at that and see if there's any difference for you if you're looking for. So definitely try it. When we get back, hopefully we can work through this technical difficulty we're having here. We'll get back to the calls and back to everybody on there. So hang with us. We'll be back in a couple minutes on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
As Omer, the company that makes Hollytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has tweeted he's delaying for 2 weeks the deportation raids that were scheduled in about 10 U.S. cities. He says he'll wait to see if Democrats and Republicans can work out a solution to problems at the southern border. And he says if they can't, deportations will begin. 3 administration officials told the Associated Press that the operation had been canceled because details had been leaked to the media. The president also says he'll be Iran's best friend if it renounces nuclear weapons. Before leaving the White House for Camp David, he said he's imposing more sanctions and that military operations are still on the table.
If the leadership of Iran behaves badly, then it's going to be a very, very bad day for them.
He says, I'm neither a hawk nor a dove, but a man with common sense. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So hopefully we got the technical difficulties fixed. So we're going to go right back to David here. David, thank you for holding and dealing with my difficulties here. So how can we help you today?
Can you hear me, Patrick?
I can hear you.
Oh, that's good. All right, I have a problem with my lawn as far as lawn disease. And out there, there's so many products. Some of them say that you can use and use it every 2 weeks. Some of them say put it down and last up to a month. And I've been looking at, I haven't used it, but it's infused by Bonide. And it's systemic, which the other ones don't say they are. Would that be a better product to try?
Which product was it?
Infused by Bonide.
I mean, that's a great product for when it comes to different diseases in the lawn. It covers a ton of different products, a ton of different diseases. Do you know exactly what you have?
I'm either thinking it's either Red Spread or dollar spot or something like that. It's a small area where it seems to spread. Mm-hmm. But when I called your father one time and asked him, he said sometimes if you use gypsum to loosen the soil, you might help alleviate the problem.
Well, so yeah, definitely. So what's happening is the water is sitting a little bit longer. We've had a lot more rain this season. And so water sits on the lawn a little bit longer than it should. And what that means is it opens the ability for diseases like red thread, dollar spot, etc., those types. So that's why the use of gypsum is a good way to help prevent those things. So now that you have it, you know, the infuse is what's going to take care of it. But the follow-up, like you said, is a gypsum. You can use a pelletized gypsum, or you can use the fast-acting gypsum. Natural Alternatives has theirs. It's the sulfur product. There's also a product from Jonathan Green that is Love Your Soil that you can use. Both of those will break up the clay-filled soil underneath it, allow the water to flow, allow the nutrients to flow, etc. But I think, to be honest, one of the things that is happening for this season is because of the amount of rain we've had, you're going to see a lot of these red thread type things, you know, the different lawn diseases based on the year. So, you know, those do, using the infuse and then using something like the, the Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green, that would be a great one to break down the soil.
Now, I have one thing. The bonide says it's systemic, where the other ones don't say they are. On the application, do you have to use it more than once on a season?
On the infuse, you have to use it a couple times during the season. If you're using the granular form, I think it's twice the liquid form. You can use, it usually says it lasts to about like a month on the lawn. So it's the, when the coverage, you need to base the amount that you use based on how bad the disease is. So say you have, you were talking red thread. If you were to use the bottle, the one that attaches to the hose, call that the ready to spray. It would only do about 1,600 square feet, and you would do that every 21 days. I'd probably do 2 to 3 applications just to make sure it's taken care of and gone. So the other thing is, if you're using it earlier in the season as like a preventer, knowing that it would come, or if you have it each year, you could actually, it usually will get up to about 3,200 square feet, so double the amount as a preventer. So that's why, depending upon if you have it or if you're preventing it, would tell you how often you need to use it or how much you need to use.
So the granular actually seems like a better way of going than the, you use less of it.
Well, so the granular, one bag's going to do about 5,000 square feet, whereas the liquid, does about 3,200 square feet. Application, they're both pretty easy to do if you have a spreader. So that's, you know, that's what you'll be looking at.
Okay.
I like that. I personally have always liked the liquid form. It's just easier to use. Now, if you are looking at the granular, the downfall with the granular is you're going to have to repeat that application every 14 days, whereas the liquid form takes 21 days on stain. So that's the trade-off.
Oh, okay.
Of using it. It's also stating. Go ahead.
No, the liquid would probably be more fast-acting then.
It would be a faster acting because it'll be available, whereas the granular form has to break down a little bit. It's, you know, it's got that outer coating to hold that pellet together.
Okay.
So it's going to have to break down a little bit. It's going to need to be watered. Water's going to break it up, etc. It's one of those things where after it's put down, you have to water, so there's a second step, whereas the liquid form, it's added with water, so you don't have to, you know, obviously add water afterwards. That's one of the things to take a look at, too.
Now, the question is, if I go to the infuse, I've used another brand which says you have to apply every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to wait until the 2 weeks is up to start using the infuse?
So what do you know what you used prior?
Inspecticide.
Okay. I would wait the 2 weeks because sometimes putting too much can affect it a little bit too extreme. Might end up, what it could do is anything that's beneficial going on in the system, it could affect some of the microbes, etc., that are going on that are going to help the lawn come back. So that's why I'd wait the 2 weeks.
All right, I will. Okay.
All right. Hopefully that helps. But with the red thread, I think one of the things that's going on is this. You know, the amount of rain we had this spring, you're going to start to see the red thread a little bit more in the lawns.
Thank you for the information, Patrick.
All right, David. Thanks for the call. I'm sorry about the delay here with the squeaking in my ears. All right. Have a good one. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I know we do have another call. So who we got up next?
Coming up next, we have Mary in Massachusetts.
All right, Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I'm a first-time caller. My brother had recommended your newsletter, and I've been reading it quite often. I'm also very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Yeah, your Father's Day tribute to your dad was beautiful. My first question, also do I have to tell you that he lives on in you and in all his flowers and all his wonderful words in his newsletter. First question to you. I am part of a community garden, and we have like an early blight in the tomatoes. This is now my third year in the garden, and it seems as though each year it's getting worse. And in some of my reading, I've learned that it also is in the soil. So I think a nursery nearby had recommended I do a week of neem and then a week of copper fungicide, and that seems to have really helped. The foliage looks much happier and healthier. But in one of your newsletters and Dad's letters, it recommended an organic 3-1 fungicide pesticide. I forget the whole name of it. But I'm afraid, Patrick, to use too much. Like, I noticed that the neem and the copper fungicide are helpful. I do Epsom salts and baking soda, too, in the soil. And I just want to make sure that whatever I'm doing, I know it's helping. So I wondered what your thought was on that.
Yeah, so the product that you are looking at is a tomato fruit and veg 3-in-1. It's a tomato and vegetable 3-in-1, which is organic. It has multiple different uses. It will take care of the insects. It will take care of some diseases, etc. So that's something to take a look at for the spray. If you were looking at just going with one instead of going with the, I believe you said the neem oil, and then the copper fungicide. So you'd be looking at this tomato and vegetable takes care of multiple spots on there. I mean, I could open up the label on it, and I think it's got about 75 to 100 different insects that it'll take care of and diseases.
Yeah.
As, you know, powdery mildew, leaf spot, blight, those types of things. What I'd like to see maybe the community garden do with the recommendation for late in the season, after the season has finished and everybody's cleaned out the crops, I'd like to have you look at a product called Agrifos from Monterey. I believe it's now called GardenFos. For the longest time it was called Agrifos. I believe they changed the name to GardenFos. What this one product does is it will help get rid of some of the diseases that are in the soil.
Okay.
And clean the area out. A lot of times, the tomato blight that you have could, take out everything.
Yeah.
One other thing that I would suggest is, since we've had a lot of rain this season, there's probably not a lot of airflow going through the plants themselves. Take a look at the bottom leaves. Maybe thin them out a little bit. Thin out the yellow, get rid of some of the leaves that are in the center to allow air to flow back and forth.
Okay.
Because what is when it gets watered and gets rain, that water will promote fungus diseases. The water will splash back up on the leaves that are on the lower part and then move all the way up the plant.
Okay.
So I like to thin out the tomatoes a little bit on the bottom. The bottom leaves are the inside leaves, so that air can actually dry the plants instead of just sitting on leaves causing diseases, fungus, etc. So that's another thing I'd take a look at doing. But this 3-in-1, the tomato and vegetables, a great one to be spraying all over the plants to help with a number of different things.
Now, Patrick, when I start the 3-in-1, I don't have to do the neem and the copper fungicide then?
No, so this is taking care of the other two.
Okay.
So I just have to use one?
Yes. And then for the Garden Foss, this product, do you just, when you clear your garden, you just sprinkle it on top, or do you have to turn it into the...
So it's a liquid, so you would use it as a soil drench to help get rid of the disease in the soil. It usually comes in a quart or a little bit smaller, maybe a pint, but it'll go a long way to be spraying. So definitely take a look at that, see if that's something to do. But I wouldn't do it at this point. I'd do it at the end of the season or beginning of next season to try out. Mary, if you have another question, I'm going to have you hang tight. We're going to go to a break, so hang tight for me. We're going to be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvance lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvance Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Mary. Mary, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am, Patrick, and I'll make this very quick. You made me think of just one more follow-up question. In a previous newsletter, you mentioned using barley or wheat straw, in the garden to prevent weeds and keep in the moisture. I've been using salt marsh hay, and there's been no weeds. I actually even kept the salt marsh hay from over the winter. But I feel as though I need to kind of get into the plants just to kind of stir up the soil, underneath the salt marsh hay. I don't want it to get too hard. I wonder what your thoughts are on that, the salt marsh hay versus the barley or wheat straw, and getting in and just stirring up the surface soil.
Yeah, I think either one would be fine. Salt marsh hay is a great one to use to help prevent weeds, keep it down. It doesn't have the weed seeds in it. One of the things you can do is just maybe pull it away from the plant itself just a little bit, so it's not like up close, to allow some of that moisture to flow through there. But I think that would be fine to be using.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for your time and sharing your expertise. Okay, you have a great day.
You too. Thanks for calling, Mary. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Bring a dose of nature indoors with the new Espoma organic liquid plant foods. Loaded with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes to grow bigger, more beautiful plants. And with Espoma's new Easy Dose cap, you'll get a perfect pour every time. Just flip open the cap, turn the bottle over and pour in the pre-measured dose. Need more? Just repeat and then fill the watering can with water and feed your plants. No measuring, no mess. Just flip, fill, and feed. Brought to you by Espoma Organic, a natural in the garden since 1929. Learn more at www.espoma.com. We do have another caller on the line, so James, who's up next?
Coming up, we have John in Mass.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. You?
Good. One thing I wanted to tell you first off is a few years back I had a problem with a ginkgo tree.
Mm-hmm.
The top, like, leader thing broke off, the branch, I guess, leader branch.
Yep.
It was only about 2 feet tall, and your dad helped me out. He said that don't worry about it. One of the other branches will take the lead and start to grow, and he told me how to fertilize it around the outside. And now the thing is over 6 feet tall, so it was a great success, so that was good.
Awesome.
And but what I wanted to ask was, you mentioned about tick and mosquito spray to put on your yard along the edges of where the grass meets the woods.
Yep.
But, you know, I go online and there's like a million different kinds, and I was wondering if there's any type you would suggest.
So there's a couple types that I like, both from... you could use, there's basically three that are really good that I like to see. And Natural Alternatives has a really good one. Theirs is all organic. You can actually basically go into the lawn, that area, within right afterwards. They recommend, you know, having it wait a little bit of time just so it can settle in there. But that's a good one. Bonide has some really good... different ones. I used recently ant, flea, and tick granular form in the yard. I have a bunch of ants around the house on the outside there, and I put that down, and I have just noticed that the ants have just gone away. So that's, you know, that's a good one when you're talking about granular form. You could also look at there's a liquid form from Bonide that's a tick killer. I'm trying to think of the name. I'm on their website trying to get the exact name for you. But I used it. So one of the things I used to use, Art from Bonide used to talk about it all the time for ticks, etc., was using 8 Yard and Garden. That was the hose end that you sprayed all over the area. They have a newer one that he actually, and he's going to be on later today, he's actually talked to me about, and that's the flea beater, flea and tick control. That's a little bit stronger and more for those types in the yard. So I would think out of all of them, maybe that flea beater, tick control from Bonide is going to be your best. All right. Not sure if you're still there, but we're going to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.